Yesterday we looked at the question, what is the best job in the world? And we saw that the answer to that question is really, the best job in the world is the job God has given you to do. The highest calling you could have is the calling that God has given you. But that still raises the question, well, what job has God given me to do? How do I know what calling I am to pursue? The Bible doesn't say anywhere your name with a job description beside it. But the Bible does give us a number of principles. First of all, prayer. We mustn't start by asking, what do I want to do? Or what did my mum and dad want me to do? Or what does society want me to do? But what does God want me to do? That's where we begin, on our knees. That's where job searching begins. Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Secondly, talents. If God hasn't given you talents and skills and abilities for a certain calling or job, it's unlikely he wants you to do that. Usually if God gives us a calling, he gives us the skills and the abilities to pursue it to his glory. So the first thing you have to ask about talents is, what do I have? What am I good at? What abilities has God given me by nature and through his providence? And we're maybe not the best judge of that sometimes, so it's often a good thing to ask friends or family, objectively, what talents do you think I have? What abilities, what skills, what am I good at? Thirdly, usefulness. Will this job, will this calling be useful in the world and in the church? Will it help me to make a contribution to other people's lives? Not will it make me a load of money, not will it give me long vacations, not will it give me social standing, but will this be useful in the world? And also, if I pursue this, will it give me skills and abilities and opportunities that I can put at the disposal of the church that will make me more useful for the cause of Christ? Fourthly, there's rightness. Does this job calling involve me in the provision of sinful goods and services? If so, it's not for me. If this job involves you in moral compromise, it's not for you. If you can't put your head on the pillow at the end of the night, at the end of the day, and say, I've got a clear conscience, then that job's not for you. Fifthly, family. How will this job impact my ability to be a good husband or a good wife? Will this job involve me in so much travel, so much overtime, so much stress that it's going to make it impossible for me to be the father or the husband or the wife that God wants me to be? Last question is money. Yeah, the last question. One question is, if I pursue this job, this calling, will it provide enough for me that I might be able to provide for a wife and possibly children as well? It might be something I love to do, but is it selfish? Will it make it impossible for me to provide for my wife and children? And another question, and especially this is relevant, I think, for young ladies, is if I pursue this calling, maybe which involves training in college or university, am I going to accumulate such a debt that will make marriage impossible, or at least will mean I bring into marriage a debt of $50,000, $60,000, that will mean I have to work for years and years and years to pay that off before I can even think of having children? Well, again, you have to ask, is this the calling? Is this the job? Is this the training that God wants me to have? So, prayer, talents, usefulness, rightness, family, finance. May God lead you into the calling and job that he has for you.